Hello, everybody, and welcome to BerlinBrigade.com's Cold War Minute, and I am your host, David Guerra. Today's December 3rd, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1959, the current flag of Singapore is adopted 6 months after Singapore became self-governing within the British Empire. In 1964, police arrest over 800 students at the University of California, Berkeley, following their takeover and sit-in at the administration building in protest at the University of California Regents' decision to forbid protest on any UC property. In 1970, in Montreal, Quebec, kidnapped British Trade Commissioner James Cross is released by the Front de Libération de Québec terrorist group after being held hostage for 60 days. Police negotiate his release, and in return, the Canadian government grants five terrorists from the FLQ's Chenier cell their request for safe passage to Cuba. In 1971, Pakistan launches a preemptive strike against India and full-scale war begins, claiming hundreds of lives. In 1973, Pioneer 10 sends back the first close-up images of Jupiter. In 1984, a methyl isocyanate leak from a Union Carbide pesticide plant in Bhopal, India, kills more than 3,800 people outright and injures somewhere between 150,000 to 600,000 others in one of the worst industrial disasters in history. In 1989, in a meeting off the coast of Malta, U.S. President George H.W. Bush and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev released statements indicating that the Cold War between their nations may be coming to an end. In 1992, United Nations Security Council Resolution 794 is unanimously passed, approving the coalition of United Nations peacekeepers led by the United States to form UNITAF with the task of establishing peace and ensuring that humanitarian aid is distributed in Somalia. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, December 3rd. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.